You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Hi, I'm former Buffalo Bills wide receiver Don Beebe, and you're listening to Nate and the Fellas on Circling the Wagons podcast on the Buffalo Rumblings podcast network. Because nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Go Bills.
Yeah. 2022. We here. Hey, let's go Buffalo, Buffalo, Buffalo Bills. Let's go Buffalo, Buffalo, Buffalo Bills. Let's go Buffalo, Buffalo, Buffalo Bills. Let's go Buffalo, Buffalo, Buffalo Bills.
Welcome to the Circling the Wagons podcast, a podcast discussing the Bills all year round with interviews, news, recaps, and insightful fan discussion. Most times, here's your host and lifelong Bills fan, Nate.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Twitter space brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago. I am your host, Nate, of the Circling the Wagons podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining us on that. Man, what a stinker. Man, what a stinker that game was. Going to be honest, I am still pretty fired up over that loss. A lot of things didn't go the Bills' way. They shot themselves in the foot multiple different ways as well. Turnovers, mistakes. Just the injuries nonstop for the Buffalo Bills. There were a ton of injuries going into the game, and then there were a ton of injuries throughout the game for the Buffalo Bills. And it just seemed, I pointed out on Twitter at one point, it was like they were going to take the hot dog street vendor over to play offensive line for the Buffalo Bills because they were on to the deep part of the roster for that. In a lot of different areas, the Bills were just riddled with injuries before the game and then during the game. The heat was crazy during the game. Want to let you guys know that this part of the Twitter space is meant to, first of all, it's brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago. But secondly, this is your chance to give your thoughts and feelings on this game. Normally, we do our own recap podcast on the Buffalo Rumblings Podcast Network every Monday morning. But this is a chance for you guys to get your thoughts out on what you saw today, what you liked, what you didn't like. There's a lot to not like. But if you are in and you want to request the mic, please feel free to do so. So I'm not going to sound like I'm complaining about things. But man, we do a Wall of Fame and Wall of Shame segment every single episode in our actual recap podcast. And I got to say that one of the major Wall of Shames is along with injuries, which you just can't help. But man, the sun, the heat. I got to be honest. Now, this is going to sound like complaining, but I don't care because I know you guys will probably agree with me. How do you build a stadium that has the entire game, the other team is basically in a sauna and you're under air conditioning? I don't get that. I know it's not quite the same. I know that's a complete hyperbole, but it's just... It's interesting that you're allowed to do that. I mean, I'm trying to think of an analogy of how you would get away with that in other stadiums. I guess if the Bills were able to have heated seats during the wintertime and the other side wasn't allowed to or something, I don't know. It's interesting. I know I'm just complaining. There's a lot of things that went wrong. Just a lot of fourth downs that didn't capitalize on. The Matt Milano with that missed pick six that would have been an easy score. The Bills not being able to score in fourth and goal. The botched... didn't think that would come back to bite us, to be honest. That botched spike snap at the end of the first half where Josh Allen threw the ball to Diggs, which was almost a pick six. Diggs couldn't get out of bounds quick enough. Of course, he probably thought he'd have a quick shot to the end zone, which I wouldn't blame him if he did. But, I mean, the Bills, if we're looking for a good side of this, can I just say before I get over to Dick over here, One of the good things about it is the Bills basically had to deplete half the roster, lose people within before the game, have so many mistakes and injuries, and the refs completely called the game against them. That's what it took for the Bills to lose this game against the Dolphins while the Dolphins were at home, mind you. So I'm gonna give it up to you guys. I've been talking enough. If you want to request the mic, please feel free to do so. I will let you in if I have a chance to. First person we're going to is Dick Trickle 4. Dick Trickle 4, you are now added to the listener. So feel free. Go ahead, Dick. Bottom left hand corner is where you can turn the mic on.
Hello.
Hello, Dick. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Sounds like you're just making excuses for the better team that won. We didn't capitalize on one third of the game at special teams. I mean, we've gone over it. Special teams is huge. Our kicker did not come up clutch, and that's where we lost. The better team ended there.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Dick. Thanks. Yeah. They didn't capitalize on a lot of things. Mistakes. Plenty. This is one of those games where you're down that many players. You can't have as many mistakes on special teams, on offense, on defense. Credit to the Bills' defense. All things considered, the Bills' offense had a really good game. The Bills' defense really shut down the Dolphins' offense for the most part. I mean, the Dolphins only had 212 yards of total offense. The Bills almost had 500. So you either give credit to the Bills' defense, take credit away from the Bills' offense, give credit to the Dolphins on special teams blocking that field goal. There's a lot to go around. But my man Jason Statham is in. Jason Statham across the pond, looking to contribute. Bottom left hand corner, turn your mic on, and let's hear it. All right, Jason. Bottom left hand corner, turn that mic on, and we'll be able to hear you.
There you go. I'm on.
I got you, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, that was tough to watch. It was. We had so many chances when you look back. So. Wrap up the game. I honestly believe that if we had a fully fit squad, we'd have put 50 on them because the rotation really hurt us today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I can't disagree with you on that one. I mean, everything had to go wrong for the Dolphins to win this game. And they did. They did.
And it did. The dropped touchdown pass from, was it Davis?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Davis dropped that touchdown pass. Yep.
Milano could have had a pick six. It's just one of those games. I'm just glad it was early in the season and not on the line.
Yeah, definitely. This is get this one out of the way. Get them hungry. I mentioned the referees. You know, because they let go of a lot of plays that should have gone the Bills' way, as far as hits, that Wilkins punch in the junk that didn't get called, obviously, and then you know, it gets called against Allen when he retaliates because that's usually how it goes. But
of course, but he doing that all game.
Yeah. I posted a video. I'm not sure if you saw it, Jason, of him coming in at the last second after an Allen run, and he actually hit his own guy.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, there was three guys there already, so why did he have to run in?
Exactly. You
know, the entire team was just the same. I mean, did you see the video of Melvin Ingram kicking?
Yes.
Josh Allen? Yeah. What was that all about? I mean...
So just real quick, Jason, for people that did not see that video, I retweeted it, but basically it was he was being blocked. He was... running, mm-hmm. I forget, Deion Dawkins or someone into Josh Allen, but he couldn't get to him. So instead of doing that, he whipped his leg around and basically kicked him in the groin instead of getting to him, instead of being able to tackle him. I mean, classic Melvin Ingram. Dude, Melvin Ingram, I mean, he is a good player. He always has a good play against, or always has a good game against the Bills. But dirty play for sure.
Very dirty player. One couple of positives out today was, I was quite impressed with James Cook. He had some nice touches today.
Mm-hmm.
We just missed out. We missed Mitch Morse in center massively. But
We missed Mitch Morse and we missed Kyle Van Roten when he went out. We were missing everyone. I think at the end of the game, we only had two starters on the offensive line after we were only starting with four of them. So, yeah.
Exactly. It was dropping like flies, man. It wasn't good, but... we battled to the end. We still could have won it. To lose by two, put it in perspective, we lost by 2 points.
Yes, exactly. Against a team that we could possibly see in the playoffs, maybe not. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. Cool. Jason, do you have anything else to add before I move on? Are you good?
I think my heart stops like beating now, so I'm good.
Dude, my heart is, I'm still revved up, man. I'm fired up. I wish I had a punching bag down here so I could like hit the heavy bag a little bit. I'm still jacked up. Thank you, Jason, longtime listener.
No,
appreciate you coming on and giving your 2 cents, man. Go Bills.
Yeah, no worries, Nick. Go Bills.
All right, that was Jason. And I'm getting some regular listeners to the podcast, or at least contributors to the podcast. I'm going to add in Sacks of Dave over here, my guy, Super Bowl champions, 57, lower left-hand corner. Mike is on, buddy. Go ahead.
Woo!
You guys are taking over the Circling the Wagons podcast. I love it. Go ahead.
How are you, fella? I don't care. That was their Super Bowl. I feel happier going into the postseason with a loss than I would do going 17-0. So I don't care. That was the Super Bowl for them. We had our B team playing, or C team most of the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, things weren't great. We missed a few chances. You know, to be fair, if Bass makes that field goal from 38 yards, we win that game. Mm-hmm. So all the injuries, everything else, I'm just glad nobody died, which is frigging hell at one point. I thought that was going to happen.
I know everyone went down, I felt like, at one point during the game. You know, to Dick Trickle's point earlier with the special teams, like you said, you know, Tyler Bass missing the field goal, you know, the issue with, you know, the block punt that didn't end up turning into a touchdown. I mean, just things just couldn't go right for the Bills one way or another, whether it was injuries, whether it was the heat on the field, whether it was the refereeing, whether it was, you know, Josh Allen, the botched snap. I mean, yeah, everything, you know, just all of a sudden Matt Milano dropped pick six, the Gabriel Davis drop. I mean, this is, yeah, you know, Jason Statham mentioned it earlier, man. Good to get it out of the way now. Get that sort of game out of the way now so it doesn't trickle into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, nothing went right today. Hyde, Poyer being out. Obviously, we all know Trey's out, and it's just, you know, the injuries and everything else in that secondary. With that, do you honestly think with our usual secondary in there, they would have got those deep shots in today that they did? No, they wouldn't have two of those scores anyway. So, yeah, let them celebrate the win. Screw them. That's not a good team. Sorry. We had a bad day in the heat. And as you said, that's my gripe on my wall of shame. How can they sit in the shade with aircon and everything else, and we have to sit in the frigging sweltering heat with no shade? That's just wrong, man. Jesus Christ.
If anyone's...
That's like torture.
I believe that is a form of torture outlined by the Geneva Convention. No. So it's funny because... you know, I was joking. They definitely don't have air conditioning on that side, or at least not more than the Buffalo Bills.
I'm sure they do.
I'm sure they do. But how you build a stadium in South Florida, just to give people an idea, for people that aren't from, you said you're not from the U.S. I know you're not, Dave. So the difference between South Florida is, like, let's say, so we were planning a vacation a few years back, and it was like January, February was the only time we could plan it. We were having a child in like April or something like that. So February was the last time we could do it. We're looking for places that are above 50 degrees because it's 0 degrees in upstate New York. And the only place in the entire country that's above 60 degrees, even more so than Texas, or it was either Houston was going to be there or South Florida. And
dude, I live in the UK, dude. Over 40 degrees, we pass out salt tablets over here, man. It's shocking. So
I didn't know if you meant with Celsius involved too or whatever, but no. Yeah. Yeah. It's a difference. It's a difference maker for sure. It's just incredible that's allowed. I mean, it's interesting. I've never heard of something like that. It'd be like pumping in sound on one side of the stadium or wherever the offense is for the other team, but not the, I don't know. It's just like a crazy advantage I never thought of or never noticed until today's game.
Yeah, it is shocking. But like I say, all I care about is, I really don't care about the result. I know we're going to the Super Bowl this year, so I don't care about the result. Just the injury report is all I'm worried about come middle of next
week. Exactly. I want to see who they're playing against next week, the Ravens. I want to make sure that we get back at least 3 or 4 of those starters, and I'm with you. Dave, thank you so much for being on. Appreciate you contributing to the podcast, as you always do. And now, finally on a Twitter space, man.
All right. Nice one. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, you too. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
All right. That was from Dave. Oh, people have been waiting for a while, so I'm sorry if I haven't gotten to you yet. Lots of requests over here. Let's add in Rob Diddy. Rob Diddy, what's going on? Bottom left-hand side. Turn that mic on.
Listen, I've been waiting. So I already knew bottom left hand.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. It takes a while after I press it, so I don't know if everyone knows. So, no, I appreciate you already knowing, Rob.
Hey, no problem, man. Hey, go Bills. I'm going to say that early, and I'm going to say it at the end. Got to get it in, you know?
Yep, absolutely. I love it. I love it. What's on your mind?
So, just real quick, I'm going to make it quick. No issues. Josh Allen played a hell of a game today. That offense, especially early on, that offensive line, they held up. You know, even with all the injuries, I mean, we had issues with Spencer Brown at right tackle, and there were some third down issues, but when they were blitzing. But for the most part, we were able to get the quick game going. Devin Singletary needs to be on the freaking field.
Amen.
95% of the game. Spell him on third down, but quit taking him out of the game. He's effective in you know, in the quick game. He's effective in our run game. Maybe we still have some issues with some pass blocking, but We've got to feed him. And I liked what I saw, even with all the injuries on the defensive in the defensive backfield. We've got some timing issues with Jaquan Johnson and DeMar Hamlin, but that's really it. The guys have the athleticism, they have the knowledge. Now it's about getting that same thing that Hyde and Poyer developed with their time in the league and then coming into Buffalo. Because I want to make sure everybody understands that while they've been with us, they've been all pro, Pro Bowl, had the timing. But they were in, I think it was Cleveland and Green Bay as cornerbacks, got some time there, then came to us, and there was a development period. Now, I get it. Everybody's like, oh, they've been in the system, but they've been starters. So The timing issue there is going to be a problem, but we'll be fine with that. Josh Allen played a hell of a game. Devin Singletary needs to eat more. Once we get through some of these other injuries that are not that aren't necessarily 4, 5, 6 weeks, we get Trey White back. This team is ready. We're Super Bowl bound. No need to panic. First division game of the season. Early L. Don't worry. We'll split the series with them. Patriots don't have anything for us. The Jets don't have anything for us. It's all about just getting into that rhythm to be able to play toward the end of the season. So that's all I had to say.
No, you bring up a lot of good points, Rob. Thank you so much. Go Bills. Appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely. Go Bills.
All right, Rob brought up a lot of great points. First thing I want to say is I agree 100%. Singletary needs to see the field much more often, like he did today. It seemed like today he finally started getting the rock more. I mean, he had passes. Hold on, let me see. He led the team in receptions and receiving yards. 9 receptions for 78 yards and a touchdown. He had 1 touchdown. Running the ball, though, and only 9 carries for 13 yards. So the Bills really couldn't get a whole lot. Besides that 43-yard run by Zach Moss, the Bills couldn't run the ball. And to Rob's point, you know, talking about Josh Allen, and he put the team on his back today. I mean, for the few mistakes that he did make that cost the team, I mean, the guy basically had to do that with what was depleted in front of him and all around him, wide receivers going down constantly, him taking hits. I mean, the guy's a baller. The guy's an all-out. People say he's a dog. I mean, today was a great representation of that. And then, you know, one of your last points was the Hamlin-Jaquan Johnson combo. I mean, I love that safety duo. I know they're not as good as Hyde and Poyer. I know that. But, I mean, for today, not letting anything really truly get behind him. There was that long pass to Waddle that set up that last touchdown for the Dolphins where it was like a 33-yard gain. It was like 3rd and 22 or something, or 3rd and 20. I don't remember. But he ended up, it was a cover 2 look. I mean, nobody was covering Waddle. It basically went to the secondary. So, you know, I'll take that one mistake any day. DeMar Hamlin looked great. I mean, especially in run support, he had that half sack late with Greg Rousseau. I was really impressed by that. I want to give it to more of you guys going into this. We're going to go to J&C Bills fan. I know you've been waiting for a while, J&C Bills fan. You're on, buddy.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
I've been better, going to be honest.
Yes.
I've been better.
I feel the same way. Listen, I just wanted to say, first of all, love your show. Listen to it every week. But did you happen to catch Ken Dorsey's reaction at the end of the game?
So as fired up as I was at the end of that game, I felt like Ken Dorsey was just as fired up. So why don't you explain to people what you saw at the end, just for people that didn't get a chance to see that?
Yeah, so So basically, Ken Dorsey had the exact same reaction that I had within my house, which validated everything that needed to be validated. It almost made it worth it. It's of course not. We wanted the Bills win, no matter what. But I like the fact that he was fired up and basically trashed the booth.
He trashed the booth. He threw the playbook. He swiped everything off the table. It was like he went into full off rage, right? Like he went on a rager on the desk to the point where I'm almost positive somebody had to cover up the camera because of that.
I thought he knocked the camera out. What I thought happened. I thought it actually took the camera
Either way,
out.
It's awesome. Either way, it's awesome.
Well, hey, listen, that's all I had to say. Go Bills. I agree with everybody who said before that this is one in the book. Good for them. Let them get theirs. Josh Allen had a dominant day. You can't blame him for the missed throw to McKenzie there at the end. I mean, he did everything else, taking the team on his back. It is what it is, and we're going to the Super Bowl.
I love it. I love it. Go Bills. Thank you.
Go Bills. Thanks.
All right. Thank you to J&C Bills fan for that that great memory. Great memory from that one right after the game, just in case you guys missed that. And thank you for listening to the Railer Pod for as long as you have. All right. We got Big Mike here. I'm going to add you as a speaker. Big Mike, welcome to the Circling the Wagons post-game show brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago. I appreciate you coming on, man.
Good morning. Or good afternoon. I know my head's all kind of weird.
Dude, everything's a blur right now. Don't feel bad. What's going on?
I noticed, I do have to nitpick, and it's bad. I don't want to say it, but I have to say it because it proves to what we're looking for out of the guy. But if you wanted to say, you said a minute ago, you can't blame Josh Allen for the missed throw against McKenzie. There would have been a touchdown, but I don't know if anyone else actually caught it. But on the replay of that, I saw it. It kind of caught my eye at first, but then on the replay, if you look at it, when he stepped back at that back foot, his right foot to throw, it kind of looked like he had a slight misstep on his plant. And when he went to go throw, that's when the ball came literally like 10 yards short, directly in front of him. Now, I don't know if that had to do with, I couldn't see anything else that had to do with it, with timing of him trying to get the ball out faster than maybe he wanted to, or if it was a stumble or something like that. I didn't necessarily catch it. But so I wanted to say that because Josh will own it himself, among other kinds of things that he's going to own just because of the guy that he is. Secondly, the type of loss that we took today is just, I just type it in on the schedule, just L. As it is, loss, take it, eat it, own it. But we all know that team will not take that kind of a loss the rest of the season. You could take other kinds of losses. You could take blowout losses. You could take, those other things may happen. But this type of loss, it will not happen again the rest of the season. You can't go into a game having this many injuries, having heat issues, cramping issues all over the field, that many limited players, and that will not happen again.
I love all the points that you brought up, Big Mike. Appreciate that. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Go Bills.
Go Bills. Go Bills. I love it. I got to make sure that becomes a Twitter space saying Go Bills every time y'all leave, and I say it right back. So. That criticism is, I did not see that plant foot that you mentioned, Big Mike. And I think that's definitely something that I don't know if I've ever seen Josh Allen bounce a ball that badly. And like you said, Isaiah McKenzie was open. That pass goes for a touchdown. The Bills win that game. I mean, that's another thing I mentioned. We already mentioned about 8 things that went wrong for the Bills today. Add that 9th one too, because that was, I mean, chalk it up to just bad luck, just footing. I didn't know if somebody hit his foot while he was throwing or what. You knew as soon as he did that, he dropped to the ground. He knew he had it. He has it, 95% of the time? That's his. So, no, I mean, any criticism of Josh Allen, I mean, it is fair. Like, he wasn't perfect today, but, I mean, he held the team on his back, but it doesn't mean that it was a completely flawless game. As I mentioned, the fumbling of the snap before the end of the half, first half. I mean, that's another one of that. So for sure, for sure. So let's go over to, like I mentioned, this show is about you guys. I'm going to go to Dave L. Dave L, right now, I just added you as a speaker. Go ahead, sir. Turn on that bottom left-hand mic just so the mic is on.
Yep. Sorry. Thanks. First
no
time
worries.
I've ever been on this.
No worries. No worries.
Did anybody else question on that goal line stand? Anybody else question the fact that Josh kept that ball instead of giving it to Singletary? At my thought on that was, if he's going to run it, just take it in from the 1 yard line. You know, just to do a sneak. Any thoughts?
I'm not remembering that exact play because I remember there was one where he went and it looked like the defensive line or corner might be crashing down on Singletary. Did he give it to Singletary instead of him taking it?
No. I think he put it in Singletary's belly and then pulled it back out.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. You mean instead of just doing a QB dive, just going right in? Right.
At that point, I was like, let's keep it safe. You know, he's good at the goal line. Just do a sneak. Just do a keeper.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't seen a lot more of those from Josh Allen so far, even this season and today. That's a great point, Dave. I was thinking that too with these short yardage situations. The Bills came up on a few of them, fourth and one, fourth and two, where they couldn't convert, and wondering why we don't. You know, I wonder if some of that had to do with the fact that the Bills had like a third string center in there instead of just diving behind him because they couldn't trust him. I'm not saying that's what it is, but that's the only thing can think of because Mitch Moore, I mean, even Kyle Van Roten, maybe. But yeah, I mean, at that point, I forget, I don't even know who was in it at center at the end. He had a huge helmet, just an absolutely extraordinary helmet, almost Mark Kelso-like, which isn't a good sign. So, I think I remember that play, but yeah, curious as to why they didn't do any more QB dive with Josh Allen as big as he is. But man, you know, credit, as much as I'm not a fan of Christian Wilkins, it seems like he's taking over the dirty player role for the Dolphins, just like what Kiko Alonso used to do when he was on the team or in the NFL in general or whatever. But I mean, they were stout up front. They were stout up front. They were constantly getting pressure from the Buffalo Bills on the Buffalo Bills.
Yep. Yeah, they were good at that. Yep. Credit to them.
Cool. Well, thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Go Bills.
Thank you. Go Bills.
All right. Thank you to Dave. Nigel. Nigel has been waiting for a minute. Nigel Croston. What do you think about the game, Nigel? Bottom left-hand side. Turn that mic on. Hello? I feel like I'm talking to my cell phone carrier. Hello? You there? Call failed. Nigel, are you there? I can't hear you. Turn that mic on. I think your mic might be on. I just can't hear you. All right. I'm going to remove you. Get back on hold if you can, if you figure that out. And we're going to go to Colby. Colby Pleasance, thoughts on the Buffalo Bills' loss today against the Miami Dolphins, 21-19.
Hello?
Hey, Colby, you're on.
Hey. Wow, what an emotional win, man. Like, that was pretty insane. I was very just disappointed in just kind of how it turned out because I felt like Tyler Bass could have just kicked that, ended it. We wouldn't have to hear about it from Miami fans for the rest of the year until we play them in Buffalo. But it's depressing. But, I mean, you lose one game and you only lost by two. So I guess you could look at that bright side of it and you got the L out of the way. But it is what it is, man.
Yeah, they knew. I think the Bills knew going into it was going to be a tough game. And yeah, I'm glad they got the L out of the way. It is going to suck to hear about it from Dolphins fans. But for somebody brought up, I mean, number of you guys brought
this up.
They're
in my mentions right now.
They're in everyone's mentions. Yeah. I mute it. Feel free to mute them. I mean, there's nothing is going to come of it because I've done that route where, you know, you go back and forth for 25 tweets and nothing ever gets settled. So mute them. Do yourself a favor. Mute a Dolphins fan today. Or what you do is you bookmark those tweets and wait until the Bills play them in, what is it, November, December, right? And hand them the L then. But yeah, you know, this game was the Super Bowl for Dolphins fans, being able to beat the Bills finally in like what, 4 years?
Yeah.
This was a big game for them, so they're gonna pretend. You know, it's funny, we're not used to this as Bills fans almost. Like when the Dolphins won in week one, they're like, we want the Bills. It's like nobody usually wants us. You know, not because we're so good lately, but just because nobody ever, it's like what we always used to say when the Bills started out good, we're like, we want the Patriots, right? Like that's how we used to do it. But like, you know, the Bills.
Yeah, of course. I mean, growing up a Bills fan, it was kind of like, oh, you're a Bills fan. You're going to get destroyed by the Patriots every year. You're going to not make the playoffs every year. And I mean, I'm also an NC State fan because I'm from North Carolina. And that's kind of the mantra around NC State. It's like, oh, you get beat by UNC every year, or, oh, you get beat by Wake Forest every year. It's just like, you know, State now finally has some, you know, momentum this year playing Clemson next week. So nice. And so I kind of feel you know, it's the same sadness with the Bills, but this year's different.
Yeah, it is. Thank you so much for coming on, Colby. Appreciate that. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Yeah, you know, he brought up a lot of good points. This was an emotional game. And I'm glad he brought that up. I mean, I came down, my cheeks were all red. I was just like, you know, I'm turning off the TV, you know, I'm stomping downstairs to this area where I do the podcast. And yeah, you know, the one thing to take away from this, if you're a Bills fan, it was a loss. Everything had to go wrong for the Bills to lose this one. And think about that first game against the Rams. Everything went wrong against the Buffalo Bills in the first half, and the Bills still blew out the Rams, okay? Now take this game and then add in Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, Dane Jackson, Mitch Morris, all those guys that were injured today. I mean, you know, add all those guys back in. The Bills win this game easily, in my opinion, by at least two scores. So, you know, everything had to go wrong for the Bills to win that first week. Well, I just didn't know that more things could go wrong, I guess, in my opinion. But, I mean, it is what it is. That's fine. I'm going to go on to Big R, my guy Big R from SD, which is not South Dakota, for you guys wondering. It is San Diego. Big R, lower left-hand side, turn that mic on, and give your take, brother.
Hey, well, that sucked. professional commentary here.
Not great, Bob.
Not great, Bob. She always loved the ocean. You could count, like, seven different plays that just went, like, a millimeter left or right, we win the game. Yeah, I forgot the speaker who made a really good point about it's a second and goal play they were talking about. If Josh just handed it off, we could have scored. Like, we should just as soon as we went to shotgun on second and goal, you're just asking for trouble. My personal thought is, if I just run the ball, we got the first down running the ball. Anyway, I mean, it is what it is. It would be nice to have scored there and won. We had, like, I can't count the injuries. It was just one of those games I watched. I was like, wow, they should probably stop this. And just, like, pause it for, like, 6 hours, like it's a rain delay. Until it gets, like, shade. Like, I honestly thought that would have been, like, a reasonable call at halftime. But the game went on. I mean, Josh was incredible. We were so lucky to have him. Stinks to lose. But this is one of those losses that's, like, we still have Josh Allen, so it's fine. Versus, like, this is random throwback. Like, when we lost to the Cowboys in Monday Night Football, you know, Romo had 5 interceptions and McKelvin's fumbles. Like, we had no hope, and we lost that game on national television. Mm-hmm. Those were dark days. So we're 2-1. You know, we're still playoff bound, which is really what matters, and still probably, I think, favorites in the AFC East, just the way that game went down. But kind of last thought is not really about us, but I thought it was crazy that Tua played after that hit, or not so much the hit, but like the way he reacted to getting his head hitting the back of his head hitting the field. Like, he couldn't walk. Mm-hmm. And then he played. I don't know what that's about. I wonder if the league will look into it. I mean, I'm glad he's okay, but that struck me as kind of crazy. That, like, if I saw Josh do the wobble like that, like, I don't know if I'd want to see him in the second half of a regular season game in week three. But, you know, quickly to Wall of Fame, Josh, everyone who, like, tried their best and, like, didn't die, shame, questionable coaching decisions, like that second and goal, and just self-inflicted wounds, whether it's Josh Arn Van Roten on that halftime field goal, Tyler Bass missing that field goal is obviously super painful. Feels like the Titans game last year, right? Where, like, we should have won, but we didn't on the road. Yes. So, and that ended up costing us home field. So, like, there are consequences to mistakes, but luckily it's early in the season. As long as we have Josh Allen, there is hope springing internal, and you know, hopefully everyone can just get IVs on the flight flight back and just be prepared for next week, because I couldn't count how many OL were going down. It was nuts. It was like Madden injury slid to max. And you saw, like, and I've seen, you know, heat exhaustion and heights and stuff. Like, you saw that, like, in Bates' face, you know, at one point, and Van Roten, like, they should stop it. I was like, we should stop this game.
I don't want to see it. So, like, can you suspend a game like for Thunder and Lightning like you can for Heat? Because that today would have been the day to do that.
Yeah, I don't know the rules. I mean,
I'm just joking. I know there's no rules.
I guess not. I mean, we played that crazy Blizzard game against Indy, which, like, we just played that out. But I guess, you know, there's no Lightning, so fans are safe. So whatever. Play on.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one thing you brought up about the Tua injury was that, you know, at first I was really pissed about that because, you know, Tua, you could see, I mean, hey, give credit to Tua for the way that he played as quarterback mm-hmm. today. He's not a bad quarterback. Not like I ever thought he was bad. I just didn't think that, you know, Dolphins fans saying he was Josh Allen good was true, and it's definitely not still true. But he's mm-hmm. better than I think a lot of Bills fans give him credit. Mm-hmm. Because you saw when Teddy Bridgewater, seasoned vet, coming yeah. in, and he looked like garbage compared to Tua. I mean, it was it was very clear night and day. But the injury aside, I thought I had read a tweet either from Rappaport or Schefter or someone of note saying mm-hmm. that it was a back injury and that's why he stumbled, and because it was aggravated earlier in the game and then you know he hit it again, so like it wasn't truly a concussion symptom. Now it looked like it was because of the way he was stumbling, but they yeah. said that was just from his back issue. His back seized up, quote unquote seized up, and oh. that's what caused that. So I can see that as someone who's had a back issue yeah. in the past, like I can kind of see that. You know, have I ever been, you know, shoved down by Matt Milano on third down? No, absolutely not. But, you know, it affects the way you walk a little bit if it's bad enough. And that's the only thing. But yeah, you're right. And to his credit, he didn't seem like he was concussed at all the second yeah. half. The way he was operating, there was nothing in his game that made you think that this guy wasn't fully with it. So
yeah. I was just like, whoa, like, was there an independent, like,
of course against the Bills, right?
Yeah. Just like, he just lets him play. I mean, the reason why I have a little messy taste is like, we're going to be really hurt next week, right? Against a really good Ravens team. I think we have the Packers after or shortly afterward, which have a tough schedule. So yeah, like games we are in position to win, I want to win to try to get that first seed, because going back to Kansas City is not a fun, like, visit. If that's our destiny, you know, but yeah, it's like there's just like little moments of 3rd and 22 where we just rush three for the first time in the game.
I know. It's like, we need and drop work. Everyone in zone against yeah. two of the speediest receivers in the league.
Yeah. Frazier McDermott do that sometimes. He did against 13-second thing. So I don't know. It's just. I mean, you gotta give credit. Like, how, I don't even know the names of our DBs. And I study them pretty well. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. you were just so hurt on every single facet of the game. So.
Well, at one point, Christian Benford went out. So
yeah, well, he had a hand injury. He might be out for multiple weeks.
Yeah, I know. I've been checking out the Buffalo Bills PR site to see if they have any updates on any of those injuries, but probably won't for another day or two.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those games. Like, if we won, it's like, oh, everything's great. Now I kind of feel down. We may go 2-3 just because the way these injuries have kind of piled up. But I still feel really, really good about the season, because when you see us healthy the first 2 weeks, like, we look incredible. And it took like desert conditions mm-hmm. plus injuries plus, you know, it's on us making flubs. It's just a lot of things that culminate into the loss, and it sucks. But I don't know. I think we're still going to be fine. I still think we're going to win the division. Still think we're going to be top 2 or 3 contenders in the AFC and the Super Bowl. Nothing changed, you know, with this game. It's a crappy result, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on, Big R. Like you do, submit to the podcast every week. Appreciate you listening and all that stuff. Go Bills, man.
Yep, go Bills.
That was Big R and SD. Real quick, I got two more guys that have requested to speak. I'm going to get to you guys real quick, but this Twitter space brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago. I'm going to add Yash Smengi as a speaker here. Get your thoughts on this Buffalo Bills loss
against the Miami Dolphins. You got to hit that bottom left-hand button to make sure that mic is on.
Hello?
Hey, Yash, I got you, buddy.
Yeah, a couple of things. I know Gabe Davis was cutting it out there today and wasn't his normal self, obviously. I don't know why they let him continue in the last drive. He obviously wasn't going to be able to contribute and didn't think they had any thoughts of possibly putting Cook as split out or anybody else. They could have ran out there. I know Kumaro was hurt as well. But I was just kind of disappointed that we were kind of playing short a guy. And then I was just really proud of the overall effort to play in that heat and spill it and use the whole roster. Just a heck of an effort. Just really proud of how they played, despite being so decimated by injuries coming in and then having guys drop left and right on top of it. But kind of thought Davis could win his matchup, but he wasn't himself, obviously.
Yeah, that's a great point, Yash. Yeah, thanks for coming on. Go Bills, man.
Go Bills.
Yeah, I love the point about Gabe Davis. He definitely looked like he was hurting. He wanted a substitution in late, but there was just nobody to be. The Bills only had 5 wide receivers active today, and Jay Kumaro went out with that anchor. I mean, we didn't even mention Jay Kumaro going out earlier. So now you have McKenzie, a hobbled Gabe Davis, a Stephon Diggs who was fighting through some exhaustion and cramps, a Jameson Crowder. And then you only had 2 tight ends that were active today, and Quinn Morris and Dawson Knox. So we were losing pass catchers. We didn't have the ideal set for sure today. But yeah, the Bills gutted through as much as they could, and credit to Gabe Davis for playing today when just about everyone else on the offensive and defensive side that was questionable all week basically didn't play, it felt like. So a last person I'm going to get to is Ed. Ed, welcome to the Circling the Wagons post-game Twitter space. You've been waiting for a long time. Hit that bottom left-hand mic is on, and you're on.
Hello, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Ed.
So 2 points to touch on. The long drives, the Bills had 15-plus play drives at least twice today. I don't really find those cute. I think it's a cause for concern going forward. He's thrown to, I think it was 10 different receivers. I think that's more out of necessity, and I think they miss Cole Beasley. Jamison Crowder has 5 catches all year. Knox has done next to nothing. I think they need to address that later in the year. We've heard of Odell Beckham Jr. often. It's starting to make more sense. I know it's the Bills, they played fine. They had a lot of injuries today. But when you're throwing 2 weeks in a row 30-yard passes to Reggie Gilliam, it's not the best formula for long-term success, especially 3 of the next 4 weeks we play people we could easily lose to.
Yeah, I'm all for getting Odell Beckham Jr. for that. Thank you, Ed, by the way. I appreciate you waiting as long as you have. You did You waited one of the longest, so I appreciate you coming on. Go Bills.
Yeah, go Bills.
Real quick before I end this podcast, a couple of thoughts on that. Definitely want OBJ. Looking back at it, I know Jay Kumaro was active for special teams, but I would have loved to have seen Khalil Shakir out there today. I think he would have been a big difference maker. And when I say big difference maker, I mean, you know, more than Jameson Crowder, which you mentioned, has only caught 5 passes all season, including today, which was only 1 reception. Only 1 reception for 9 yards. Yeah, you just wonder what's going on out there. Trying to find, I don't know if it's a matter of chemistry between Allen and Jameson Crowder or the routes that they're running or the fact that Josh Allen didn't have a ton of time really today. And I think they do miss Beasley. I don't think Crowder is Beasley for Josh Allen. But I do like what I'm seeing out of Isaiah McKenzie. The guy really showed up today. I think he was a great outlet for Josh Allen. He had 9 targets, 7 receptions, 76 yards, 1 touchdown, that 27-yard reception, that long one. He threw for 400 yards. I'm okay with him throwing for that much. I mean, they couldn't get anything going running the ball. I mean, if you take away Zach Moss's 43-yard run, the Bills have 19 yards running for all their running backs today. 19 yards running if you take away the big one, which you can't. You can't take away the big one, but if you do, what is that, 62 yards rushing the ball, and Josh Allen was the leading rusher again, they just couldn't run the ball. And I think a lot of that has to do with the Bills' offensive line. And, you know, I'm not sure there's as many, looking back at it, I'm not sure there's that many takeaways that we can take away from this game. How many times can I say takeaway? Just only for the fact that these weren't ideal conditions. There were so many things that went wrong for the Buffalo Bills. And I'm just wondering if this is just a one-off. Like, what can you really take from it if Jameson Crowder isn't who they thought they were, who they thought he was, or they really need Odell Beckham Jr. or Jake Kumra? I mean, all these things. Bills' offensive line not being able to protect. I mean, Josh Allen couldn't do long dropbacks. He couldn't wait for plays to get open deep because there was no time. They're blitzing the hell out of him, and they were getting home almost, it felt like, every play. So appreciate you coming in, obviously, Ed. Coming in on that. I'm going to wrap this up right now. For you guys, if you have not listened to us, we're on the Buffalo Rumblings Podcast Network. This Twitter space will be on there. If you are listening, you'll find it there. You'll find our post-game recap tomorrow morning early. So check out for that, for a recap I do with my co-hosts, Mike and John. Again, this is the Circling the Wagons Podcast Twitter space, brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago. If you are in the Central New York or Western New York area, do yourself a favor. Go check out the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago at the DeLago Resort and Casino in Waterloo, New York. Place a bet, have a drink, find something to eat. You will enjoy it. Thank you guys so much for checking this out. You know, coming in, venting and giving me some insightful thoughts. You guys never cease to amaze me, especially in the Twitter Spaces realm. A lot of thoughtful discussion. Appreciate you guys listening, and we'll talk to you guys again. I won't be on next week because I'm going to be on vacation. Going to do a pregame podcast for the Bills-Ravens game, and then I'm going to do a postgame the week after for the Bills-Steelers game. So we'll get you then. We won't do a Twitter space probably either time, but we'll do the postgame recap. So thanks again for all you guys listening. And for me, Nate, go Bills. Buffalo, 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 it's the mafia. Yeah. Buffalo, 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 it's the mafia. Yeah. Buffalo, 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 it's the mafia. It's the Buffalo Bills, ay. It's the Buffalo Bills, ay. Buffalo, 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 it's the mafia. Josh Allen, Steph Diggs, Shaq Lawson, who's stopping us? No. Trey Edmonds, Ed Oliver, Jordan Phillips, who blocking us? No. I don't see nobody stopping us. No. Number one, no one on top of us. What they gonna do when Matt Milano coming with the blitz off the edge? No. Don't you throw it in the air, cause Trey White and Micah Hyde were intercept. Von Miller getting double teamed, now the team getting easy sacks. Russo with the double moves, coming straight for the quarterback. Take him down, take him down. McDermott clapping on the sidelines, and the crowd going crazy. Mafia, it's our time. Josh Allen, it's your time. It's the Mafia, yeah. Sunday, one Bills drive. Mafia, where you at? Buffalo, 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 it's the mafia. 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 It's the Buffalo Bills, ay. It's the Buffalo Bills, ay. Buffalo, 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 it's the mafia. Josh Allen, Steph Diggs, Shaq Lawson, who's stopping us? Trey Edmonds, Ed Oliver, Jordan Phillips, who blocking us? I don't see nobody stopping us. Number one, no one on top of us. Mitch Moore snapped to Josh Allen, looking down the field, see no one open, so he scrambled right. He sees somebody open, but he off balance, so he gotta be focused. Dawkins with the block, Allen with the shock, 70 yards. Will it be called Gabe Davis or Jay Crowder? Down the field, past the whole roster, that Steph Diggs make it so easy. Touchdown, Highmark field rocking every Sunday. Got a hangover on every Monday. Get your bass kicked, you know we winning. Josh Allen passing, who gon' pass us? With Devin and Cook, you know we great. If you're not a Bills fan, we don't relate. Nah. Buffalo, 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 it's the mafia. Josh Allen, Steph Diggs, Don Brown, who's stopping us? Trey Edmonds, Ed Oliver, Jordan Phillips, who blocking us? No one.
Thank you for listening to the Circling the Wagons podcast. Download and subscribe to us in your favorite podcast service. Email us at ctwpod@gmail.com. That's Charlie Tango Whiskey Pod at gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at ctwpod. And most importantly, go Bills!
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills, mate.